Thanks again for joining us here on the Saturday morning's edition of the Coach's Corner. Well, we are certainly into the spring sports season. Track and field is going. Softball's just got started. Of course, baseball and golf and tennis, they'll also follow very soon. Well, we thought we'd take a moment and bring you up to date with what's happening with the Lebanon Lady Tigers softball program. Coach Robert Archambault's with us here. And Robert, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, glad to have you back. Always fun to talk Lady Tigers softball. And before we begin with the season, I want to get your thoughts on a big announcement that came down through the Lebanon School Board. They have agreed to go ahead and start work on really a brand new softball facility. Tell me about this and what you thought about the decision.
I'm just really excited about this endeavor and Lebanon Schools. They're consistently known for constantly supporting athletic programs across the board and really putting the student athlete first in state-of-the-art complexes and directions. And as the softball coach, I'm really proud of the decision that they've made and the direction that we're going. I think that it is a really solid future for the not just our program, but the softball community. Very thankful to our superintendent, Dr. Millman, and the school board, as well as all administrators that had had some sort of role in making this happen for not just the softball program, but for Lebanon High School and the Lebanon School Corporation. This facility is something that will be, I would think, one of the nicest softball complexes in central Indiana, and it will be a really great representation of how girls sports specifically are advancing. They are putting themselves in a position to be celebrated, and also the softball in itself in Lebanon is constantly being celebrated as a sport that's flourishing and working hard and just like not just putting their name on the map, but staying on the map.
How much did Mr. Levine and maybe some of the other folks come to you and say what were some things, you know, what did they get your opinion on what you thought would be good?
I know that there was a lot of ideas floating around, and I know that our superintendent, the school board, they took in a lot of information from multiple sources, and I know that the athletic director specifically was very hands-on with making sure to get opinions and ideas and things of that nature. And again, I'm very, very happy with the decision that was made. I think that the right move to consistently make Lebanon softball a strength and not just our neck of the woods, but in the state, shines brightly for us. And I think we're really, really excited about this project. I think that all ideas were put together in a way to really represent Lebanon High School softball in terms of its new complex with a lot of strength. All those ideas came together from so many sources, and the leadership that had the role of making decisions and putting through the final signature, if you will, I think they did a great job, and I'm very excited to support the endeavor and to continually build community support on this endeavor as well.
And it looks like it may be ready by next school year?
I think it's very possible. Yeah, I think it's very possible, but in total honesty and in total honesty, regardless of when the project is done, actions are important, words are important, they pair together, and they have paired together so nicely to support Lebanon High School softball, the Lebanon School Corporation, and softball as a sport in our community. If I'm being honest with you, I'm not so worried when it's going to be done. I'm more just focused on the support of the project and the support of this being a statement of really great passion and backing in Lebanon softball in itself. And I know that the community members and families that have been a part of this Lebanon softball way longer than I have, they're very proud, they're very excited, and I think that's wonderful.
Again, Robert Archambault is with us here. We're talking Lady Tigers softball in this edition of the Coach's Corner. So, Robert, give us your thoughts on the team you have coming back for this year. You certainly have a lot of experience back, don't you?
We graduated one in senior Kylie Cadle. She is doing really great things right now at Franklin College. The Franklin College softball program is doing really nice things at the beginning of their season. I am returning a nucleus of seniors that were very prominent last season, and Kiana Richards, Abby Johnson, Charlie Elby, and Kylie Ottinger. There are four senior captains, and they are prepared and poised, ready to go to take this season by storm. Although none of them playing at the collegiate level after this, they have very cool plans after high school. But they are really focused on competing at the highest level, creating memories that will last a lifetime, and leaving a legacy behind. So it's kind of created a great environment as I've gained 12 freshmen. And many of those freshmen are either on the varsity roster or at the starting positions in the junior varsity roster. So the leadership I have is not only helping them specifically in their stat development and in their own development, but it has really taken a nice grip on the program as a whole. And I think they're going to do really fantastic things.
Tell me about your pitching this year.
Pitching is super young. Our pitching is super young, but it is high energy. It is very open-minded. We have, in terms of the varsity team, I've got two pitchers. I have a sophomore in Kryn Miller. She worked with Kylie Cadle last season, so she brings back some experience and in regards to really understanding the varsity season. So Kryn's our go-to and our number one pitcher, and right behind her is freshman Miley Wilhoit. And Miley did a great job in her middle school years at really putting her foundation years together, and now being able to be called on and being relied on in any type of pitching rotation, which is very important to us. I'm sure, as you've known since I've been there, I don't rely on one pitcher. I never have. We've always found a way to get other pitchers involved and have some sort of what they call a pitching staff. Some of the most successful programs at any level, very rarely is it a one-pitcher system. It is a staff that they're able to lean on each other's strengths and weaknesses and differences to really make things happen. So between that, between Corinne as a sophomore and Miley as a freshman, I see them leading us in the circle the entire season.
Again, we're talking Lady Tigers softball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Quick word on your coaches back with you this year, Robert.
Coaching staff they're the same. It's the same group. I'm really excited about it. My varsity assistant is my better half and husband, Nicholas Archambault. My JV head coach is Matthew James, and then I have two program assistants. One, Kaylin Harker. She was a graduate from the Lebanon High School program, played Division I softball, and then my other program assistant is Mark Arrington. He has spent in multiple different roles. This is his 24th season with Lebanon High School softball. And as a group, we are very excited about this team. They are very special. We are very young in a lot of areas, but we are very seasoned in other areas. So our weaknesses and strengths are really starting to pair up so that we just become one solidly working program. We have a lot to learn, but we have a lot of experience to also learn from.
Once again, we've been talking Lady Tigers softball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We've had some time to visit with the Lady Tigers head coach, Robert Archambault. Robert, as always, great to visit with you, and good luck to you and the Lady Tigers this season.
Thank you so much for having me. We're very excited about this year. We just need the rain to cooperate.
Isn't that the truth?
That is the truth, yes.
Once again, Robert Archambault with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner as we talk Lady Tigers softball. All right, a break, and we'll be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.